Okay, Rabbi said, today's daf is daf Chof Beis. We're holding the sixth line from the top of the Omid, where the Gemara begins, Tanya. Before we begin the Braisa, we should just remind ourselves what we learned at the tail end of yesterday's Gemara, and that is that Rabbi Yossi said, if you go back five lines from the bottom of Chof Aleph Omid Beis, Rabbi Yossi said that originally when the Torah was given in, Ksav Ashuri, That's what I intended saying. Kesav Ivri. What happened was that subsequently when Ezra came along, Ezra changed it from Kesav Ivri to Kesav Ashuri. How do I know this? It says in the Pasuk, Mishnei HaTorah HaZois, and he learns that the word Mishnah means Lishanois, to go and change the Kesav from one to the other. How did it get the name Ashuri or Ashuris? The Gemara says because he, Ezra, brought along this new ksav from Ashur. So that's how it got the name Ashuris. But initially it was Ivri, and then he switched it to Ashuris. And based on this, we understand now the story involving Belshazzar and Daniel. What was the story? That there was a writing of a hand that came and wrote on the wall, Menei, Menei, Takal Ufarsin. We'll explain what those words mean in another moment, in another couple of minutes. The Oilim was not able to read it, like the Gemara says on the second line of Chav Beis Amad Aleph, Loi Kalein Ksova L'Mikra, Upshara L'Hoido L'Malka. The people that were present, including the Jews, were not able to go and read those words on the wall, and they were not able to go and say the Pisroin, the explanation, to the Melech, to Belshazzar. And what's the reason why? Says Rabbi Yossi, I'll tell you why. Because they were all accustomed to the old Ksav Ivri. It's only of recent that this Ksav Ashuri came into being, and therefore they were not able to read the Ksav Ashuris. So this is Bekitzur, what Rabbi Yossi said. However, Tanya, we're now in the sixth line of Chav Beis Amad Aleph, Rabbi respectfully disagrees. Rabbi Oimer Betchila Beksav Zeh Nitna Toil Yisrael. No, the Ksav Ashuris was the original Ksav that we had all along. What happened? Kivin Shechot, because Klal Yisrael unfortunately sinned. Nepach Lohen L'Royet. Unfortunately, the old Ksav was shattered into little pieces. Where does the word Royet come from? Rashi says, what we say every single day in the Shira, Yimin Hashem Nedori Bakoyach, Yimin Hashem Tirats Oyev. Tirats means to go and take the enemy and to go and shatter them into small pieces. So here too, the old Ksav, which is Ksav Ashuris, was smashed into small pieces because of the fact that unfortunately Klal Yisrael sinned. When did they sin? Says Rashi, in the times of the Beis Mikdash Harishai. What does it mean that the Ksav was shattered? It means, says Rashi, Shishakhuhu. Klal Yisrael forgot exactly how the Ksav Ashuris was written. And, says the Gemara, as a result, that's why they lost it temporarily and they had the Ksav Ivri. Kibin Shechazru Ben, afterwards when they did tshuva, meaning during the 70 years between the first Beis Hamikdash and the second Beis Hamikdash, and now they're going up to Eretz Yisrael, in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, Echziru Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, return them the Ksav Ashuris. Remember, it says in the Pasuk, Shuva Levitzorain, when you're returning to Bitzorain, Rashi says, Bitzorain is like the Ore Miftzor. Miftzor means that it's like a fortified city, and Yerushalayim is considered to be a fortified city because it has in it the Beis Hamikdash and the Kedusha, etc. So when you're returning to Bitzorain, Asirei HaTikva, those that until now were tied with the Tikva, with that expectation and the hope that they will be returning, Gam Hayoim Magid Mishneh Oshiv Loch. Now today I'm going to return to you what you forgot in the original Ksav, and I'm giving you back the Ksav Ashuri. Frankly, Malam Menikashma Ashur is nothing to do with coming up at the times of Ashur, because Kadosh Baruch Hu gave this Ksav to Moshe Rabbeinu and to Klal Yisrael. But Rabbi Shem Usheris B'Ksav. Usheris means that it's a rich, praiseworthy type of Ksav that the Oilim is very tzefrin with. It's a nice Ksav as opposed to the Ksav Ivri, which is a much more difficult Ksav. So this is the viewpoint of Rebbe. Reb Shimon Lozer, Ima Mishum Reb Lezer Ben Partem, Sh'omer Mishum Reb Lozer Hamoidoi, Ksav Zeloi Nishtana Kolikar. There was no change from day one until today. It's always been Ksav Ashuri. Shinemet says in the Pasuk, Vovehu Amudim. This is what the Amudim is referring to, the Mishkan. And in the Mishkan, it's talking about that the Amudim that they had that would hold up, for instance, the Masach or the Paroiches, and the Vavim are what we would call hooks, which are banged into the top of the walls. And from those hooks, it's like where you have hooks where you can go and hang your coat or hang your hat and something like that. So the form of the hooks, it looks like an upside down vav. It's a small little piece that is stuck into the wall, and then the taller piece which is sticking up. So that's like a vav upside down. And that's what's called the Amudim. On top of that, or hanging from that, they hung the Masach, etc. So Zokti Mar Mo Amudim Lenishtanu, just like the original Amudim, the pillars remained the pillars. Avav Lenishtanu, so the form of Vavan also didn't change. The Mar means to say is, since the Pasuk saying Vavi Amudim, it's referring to the Vavan that you have in the Ksav Ashuri. If you were telling me that the Ksav that was originally a Ksav Ivri, and later on it changed to Ksav Ashuri, then the Vav would have to go and change in form, because there's a change in the various letters of the Aleph Beis from the Ksav Ivri, Ksav Ashuri. Is the Chasimim, just like the Amudim didn't change, the Vavin and the Ksav didn't change, so it all remained the same. Va'omer have another ayah from a pasuk in the Megillah Esther, v'le'yehudim kechsavim v'chelshoinim. Ma'leshoinim le'nishtana, just like they didn't change their language, afchsavim le'nishtana, it remains forever. Aye, didn't you bring a ayah before that the word Mishnei HaTorah means that it was Iksav Haro'ui Lehishtanois, that there was a change? She said, no, Amani Mekaimis, Mishnah Torah Zois, Lishtei Torahois, Achash Yoitzis, and Nechnasis, Imali Achash and Machas Loi, Bebeis Kenotim. The word Mishnah doesn't come from the word Mishana to go and change anything, it comes from the Lashon of Shnayim, of double, that you have to have two, a Melech has to go and write two Sifrei Torah. We said yesterday in the Gemara, even though there's a mitzvah on every Yid in Klal Yisrael to write a Sefer Torah, v'yata kisvu lechem es hashir azois, that is a private yochid, has a mitzvah to write one Sefer Torah. A melech has a mitzvah to go write two Sefer Torah. One which he can keep in his gnozov, in his treasury, like in the Aron Kodesh, and one that he was constantly traveling with, which was attached to his arm. And like the Gemara explains. So that's the word Mishnah. The one that he's constantly going with, he makes it into a form of like an amulet, which means into a very small Sefer Torah. Even today you sometimes see these very small Svarim. And he attaches it to its arm, to his arm. Wherever I go, the Melech can say, I have Hashem's name opposite my eyes because it's attached to my body, it's attached to my arm. Remember we said yesterday in the Gemara that the only time he takes it off, for instance, if he goes to the Beis HaMerchetz or to the Miskisei, etc. Zuk Gemara,
I think this is maybe just talking about Sefer Devarim. I mean, they said the whole...
The Parshat Pesach is going in everything.
I mean, they have such a small micro print.
Okay.
Very small font, why not?
Who has the ability to write such a small font?
Actually, you see, some writes all of Megillas Esther is written on one side of one page, mm-hmm. in very small letters in the shape of a picture.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to West Side Judaica and see it there. They are paved, so you can write very, very small. And we had Baba Basra, mm-hmm. and Achav Yankov, he wrote a whole Sefer Torah. It was the right proportions and everything, so if you reduce the font to a small size, you can.
Yeah.
It's difficult. There's no question it's difficult, but it's possible. Yeah. Anyway, so this Gordon, this man, the Yama that holds, that he held the Sefer Torah, Shvisa Hashem Negi Samid, the Idach, Hai Shvisi, my Dorish Bey, the other man, the Yama that says, Shvisi, what did he dash? In other words, the other man, the Yama that says that the word Mishnah means Mishana, and therefore you do not have to have, you don't have to write two Svarim, and therefore the Melech did not have to go and attach the Sefer Torah to his arm. He only had to write one Sefer, not two Svar, which presumably he left with Beis Kinozov. So, Hai Shivisi, my daughter's Beis. So, what does he learn from this word, Shivisi? So, Timara, Humi boy, Leder, Kavchana bar Bizna, Yom Ravchana bar Bizna, Om Rav Shem Mechasida, Hamispal, Tzorach, Shira, Atzmai, Ki'ilu, Shechina, Kenegda. When a person is davening, he should go and realize that he's facing the Shechina. Shinam, Shivisi, Hashem, Le Negdi, Summit. And that's why you find in many shuls that they have these Shivisi signs where the Baal Tefillah stands. So when the Baal Tefillah looks at that sign, he reminds himself that he is standing Keneged HaShchina, Shvise Hashem LeNegdi Samet. I once saw in a sefer many, many years ago, as you know, the word chazan that we have throughout Shas does not mean a Baal Tefillah, like we use the term chazan. Chazan rather usually means a person that is like a shamis in the shul, or a veker, someone that wakes up the kohol, person that does some of the ecclesiastical functions, like of that of a sexton, of a shamis, but doesn't typically mean the person that davens for the yomid. So I saw once in a sefer where did the word chazan come to mean a person davens for the yomid, because the gematria of the word chazan, Ches and Zayin, 8 and 7 is 15. Nun is 50, so together that's 65. And the Shem of Shem Adnos, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, Aleph and Dalet is 5. Nun is 50, Yud is 10, is also 65. Just to remind the Chazan, Dalet, name me at the Oimed, Shvisi Hashem and Negdi Summit. Remember, Chazan, your very name, Chazan, have in mind that you're davening for the Rebbeinu Shalom, you're not davening for the Kohol, you're not davening to go and show off your beautiful musical voice, but you have to remember that you're davening for the Shem Adnos 65 Chazan.
You think the church is Chazan, like Chazan Yeshayah.
And therefore?
You should have the right vision, you should have the right Kavanah.
Very nice, beautiful. Shkoyach. So that's another Pshat Shvi Seshem and Negesavit. Right, Reb Shimon the Omer Ksav Zeh Loi Nishtana, according to Reb Shimon that says the word Mishnah means the same, it means double, it doesn't mean a shinoi, is Maila Kalein Ksova LeMikra, going back to the second line from the top of the Amid. In the times of Belshazzar and Daniel, when this arm came out miraculously and started writing on the wall, Menei Menei Takal Ufarsim, it says Loi Kalein Ksova LeMikra, nobody was able to read the Ksav, why couldn't they read it? So if you tell me that there was a switch from Ivris to Ashuris, they didn't recognize the Ksav. But if you tell me it was always Ashuris, then why couldn't they understand it? What's going on? Omara b'gimatri ichtav. The reason was because it was written b'gimatria. Ichtav l'hoin. Yatis yatis idach pug chamet. What does this mean? The word gematria is not the way we usually use the word gematria, like we just said now, the numerical equivalent, but rather we're talking about the at bash gar, interchanging the letters. Now, the easiest way to do at bashkar is to go and write all the letters out on a piece of paper so you can see immediately the corresponding letters. What means at bashkar? You start off the aleph bays and you go from aleph bays, gimel, dalet, hey, vav, all the way down to tzav, and then you make a separate row or a separate line and you start the other way around. You start with tof and then you go to shin and then you go to resh and you go to kuf, and so on and so forth. That's why it's called Atbash, because the Aleph is related to the Tav, the Beis is related to the Shin, Gar, the Gimel is related to the Reish, Dal is related to the Kuf, and so on and so forth. Okay, so now, what is the Atbash Gar of Menei Menei Takel Ufarsin? It's Yatis Yatis. So now, this is quite straightforward. Let's just, if you go from Ois Aleph to Ois Tes in your normal Aleph Beis, that's of course 9 oisias, right? Tes is the 9th ois. And then Yud, of course, is the 10th ois. So now let's start with Tav and go backwards. Those of you that want to do on your fingers is good. If not, I'll do it on my fingers and you can watch. Tav starts in the first one, and then you get to the Shin, and then you get to the Resh, and then you get to the Kuf, and then you get to the Tzadik, that's already 5 oisias. And then you get to your Pei, and after Pei you get to Ayin, and after Ayin you get to Samach, and after that you get to Nun, and Mem. So Nun is the Tes, that's the 9th, and Mem is the 10th, right? The Nun is the 9th, and Mem is the 10th. Aha. So therefore, if you go now to Menei Menei, the Mem, we said, is the 10th, and that's Yud of Yatis. Similarly, the Nun, that's the 9th Ois, that's the Tes of Yatis. And finally, the Tav is the equivalent of the Aleph. That's the easiest, the At Bash Gar. So therefore, Menei, if you're writing it in At Bash form, instead of becoming Menei, Menei becomes Yatis Yatis. So everybody's following, yeah, more or less? You with me, Brother Shai?
Yeah.
Yeah, Brother Barry? Good. And then we get to the word Idach. The word, the Yud in the word Idach should come out. In New Gemara, some of them have it in parentheses. Mm-hmm. Some of them just take it out altogether. It's only 3 letters, Aleph, Dalet, Chof. And once again, this is takal. which is very simple, because the Aleph is the same At Bashgar, so Aleph and Tof is At, and then you get to Dalet. Dalet is the same as Kuf, right? Because Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, and then you start with Tof, Shin, Reish, Kuf. So that's the equivalent of the Kuf. And finally, we said the Lamed, that's the equivalent of the Chof. Remember in our list, when we were going through the Oisias, the last one we did, that was the Yud, that was 10. We said that's Keneged the Mem. Once you go now to Chof, which is the next one, that's Keneged the Lamed. Ah, so therefore the Chof is Keneged the Lamed, Takal, so that's how you get the Idach, and Puchkimat, that's the same thing of Farisin. Trust me, it's the same, but you can go and do the homework for yourself at home. So Dr. Yimara, my Parishlus, after Daniel was able to figure out that don't read it yatis yatis idach puchkemat, but read it menei menei takel farsa. What taka does that mean? My parish lohu. So he explained it to them. That's Daniel, and he said menei menei takel farsa, menei menei eleka malchusach. The word menei comes in the lashon minyan, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu has counted the days and the years of your kingdom, Balshetzar. Here it says v'hashlo mislecha. On the side it says kimat the same. It says v'hishlama. Or v'hushlema, which means Kadosh Baruch Hu has counted the days, and he says, "That's it, boys, you're done." If I'm not mistaken, Belshazzar died that night. Anyway, the point is, he said, "The days of your malchus have now ended." Takel takilta b'moiznai. Now we're getting on to the takel. The takel is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has weighed from a lashon mishkol b'moiznai in a moiznaim on a scale. V'shtakchis chaser, and he finds that you are unfortunately deficient, that you, Belshazzar, did not do a good job, and therefore, it's time to be mesalek you from your malchus. And finally, ufarisin is prisis malchuscha vihivis lamodi ufaras. The word prisis means from a lashon of pras, that if, for instance, an oichel kidei shir pras, give us pras, then what do? You go and take a chal and you cut into pieces, so each piece is called a pras. So Kadosh Baruch Hu has cut up your malchus, the hevis, and is giving it over, he's handing it over to Modei and Poras, and could be Poras is also related to Ufarsim. So this is the first version of the Menei. Menei was written at Bashgar for.
So, Menei is brought down in the Ksav, I mean, so what was written on the wall was...
Was the Yatis, Yatis, Idach, Puchkimat.
This is being appropriate
than the. The Neo was able to figure out that this is written in Abbashkar form.
We have to have a Chola Shir Tziva, Mordechai as a routine.
Okay, so that's number one. Then Shmuel says that the way it was written was Mimsus Ninkafi A'alron. What does that mean? Mendy, can we borrow the Gemara from you? Here. To try to figure out on your own might be difficult, but once you see the picture, it is a cinch. You see this? Did you see the menu? You saw that already? The picture. Oh, that's a shingazay. See there on the bottom? So what is the point of all this? If you go downwards, how does it read? Menei, menei, chakal uparsin. If you go across this way, there's no way of understanding what it means. That's what our Gemara is saying is, says Shmuel, it was written Mimsus Ninkafi A'alron. So nobody knew what that means. It was Mimsus on top, then Ninkafi and A'alron. But if you read it downwards, don't read it horizontal. Read it vertical, then you would see immediately it's Menei Menei. Yours good? And you have the same thing in your Gemara?
Yeah, but you don't need Ashpat to understand it. This is worth
it. You could understand it with art scroll too. What do you think they did for thousands of years? Really? There was a time there was no art scroll Gemara? Unbelievable. Anyway,
the way it's presented, but this is not.
This is the way it was on the wall, so therefore the people were reading it like the Gemara says. Go back to the Gemara.
It's three lines. It's actually five lines vertical instead of three lines horizontal.
Yeah, but from the Mas, it's both, and that's why Rashi Taka has. If you look at the Rashi, Mimsus Ninkafi A'alron, so two lines lower than our Gemara. Aso in Sholish Tevis Shol Chamisha Oisias. Means he says Tevis really means like three rows of five Oisias, and therefore he was able to be Tzar of Oisias Rishon Shol Kol Teva Son Teva Achas V'Yachach Tzir Fashnius. He realized that don't read it horizontally, read it vertically, and once you do vertical, it's a cinch. But the people didn't chap. So that was the Mas of Shmuel, the Mas of Daniel. And we continue on. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Anom, Anom, Lakas, Nisrafu. Now, this is the easiest of all of them, because all he's doing is he's reversing the word in reverse. Instead of Minei, it's Anam. right? So just reverse the oasis, mem nun aleph, aleph nun mem. And lakis is tako, tof kof lamed, faket, and this was also a parson. Yeah, okay, very simple. Ravashi omar namo katal parson. Rav Ashi is just a variation of Rabbi Yochanan. Instead of taking all three letters and putting them in reverse, we're just reversing the first two letters in each way. So therefore, Menei becomes the set of Mem Nun, becomes the Mem. The next word of Takal, instead of Tov Kuf Lamed, it becomes Kuf Tov Lamed. Instead of Uforsen, instead of Vav Fei, it's Fei Vav. Okay, very simple. Shine. Zokti more about it. Zokti Mishnah. Ein Roichvin al Susa, v'ein Yoshvin al Kisai. We're talking about the Melech, and we're saying about the Melech. His private things that belong to him, nobody else has a right to go and use them either at that time or in the future. We'll see in the Gemara Miyat Hashem, there's one exception to the rule, and that is the next melech is allowed to go and use an earlier monarch's personal items. So therefore, otherwise, nobody's allowed to go and ride on his horse. Nobody's allowed to go and sit on his kisei, like we say in the Haftorah brachas on Shabbos. Al kisei lo yeshiv zar. Nobody's allowed to go and sit on the kisei of the melech. Nobody can use his scepter. Nobody should be present in the barber shop as they're giving him a haircut. They shouldn't see him when he's not dressed. Not when he's in the mikveh. What do we learn from Soim Tosim? Should say, Emosei Olecha. You have to have a certain degree of reverence and respect for the Melech. Rav Yaakov, Rav Yochanan. Avishag Muteres Lishloima Vasura La Adoinia. Who is Avishag? You recall the Pasuk says, and the Gemara is going to bring that Pasuk in another two lines. I'm sorry?
It's after Parshas Chayesara.
Okay, good. And it's also in Nach, by the way, not only in Yah, of course. Anyway, so in number 10, you see it says, Amelech David Zokin Bo Bayomim. He was getting a little bit old, and therefore he needed an aide to go and assist him. And it says that his avodim went to Yavakshel Amelech Nara, almost like in you have in the Megillah Esther, and they found this lady, Avishag Hashunamis. Avishag Hashunamis wanted to go marry David Amelech. David Amelech said, I cannot marry you. And we'll see more shortly. The reason is because he already hit the maximum. We learned yesterday in the Mishnah, you can only marry up to 18 women, and he already had 18 women. So therefore, they did not get married after all. After David HaMelech passed away, this Avishag HaShunamis is waiting around. What happens now? Says our Gemara, says Rabbi Yochanan, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Avishag Muteres L'Shloima. Shloima could have married Avishag, or could have just taken her as an aide, like his father did. What's the reason why? Because since David HaMelech never married her, so therefore there's no problem of Eishes Av, no Erva, as well as even though this was the personal use of his father, David HaMelech, and Ein Roich Ben Al Susay, Ben Yosh Ben Al Kisay, but a Melech, a future Melech, is allowed to go and use the things that belong to his father. In this case, he was able to go and use Avishag and even marry her if he so desired. However, Adoniya Ben Chagis, who was a brother of Shlomo HaMelech and another son of David, would not be able to go and marry or use Avishag in any respect. Why? Because since it belonged to the previous Melech, and Adoniya ben Chagis was not a Melech, he wanted to become Melech, but he was not. Therefore, he would not have the right to go and take Avishag. So that's the Bekitzer, the background of what Rabbi Yaakov is saying. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yochanan, Avishag, Muteres, Shlomo HaMelech could have taken Avishag, even in marriage, but Adoniya ben Chagis could not have taken her. Muteres Shlomo the Melech, Hoye Melech, Meshamish, Meshavit, Shemelech, like we just said, a Melech is allowed to use the Sharvit, Lavdavka, the scepter. Any chayfetz, any item, any living being, whatever that the Melech used, any aid, the new Melech can use. Basur Adoniya, the Hedjit, he was not a Melech. Frank Timara, can you tell me a little bit more about the background? Avishag Mai, who is Avishag? The Chassidus says, "Baza Melech David Zokin Ba Bayomim VeGoimer VeYirmalei Avod VeYivakshu." We should go and find a Nara to go and help you out as an aide. Uksiv VeYivakshu Nara Yofa, etc. Uksiv VeNara Yofa An Moed VaTi LaMelech Soichenes VaTishorseu. That she became like she warmed up the king, so to speak.
Hot water bottle.
Exactly. But the Shursei, and she served him, but they never got married because of the Isser of the 18 wives that we said before. Omra, she said, Ninasman, let's get married. Amalah, so he said to Avishag, "As seriously, you're also to me," says Rashi. The reason why you're also is because I already hit the maximum 18 wives. Om relates that she, now she went and mocked or ridiculed David HaMelech. In the next few lines of the Gemara, very hard to understand why the Gemara includes these lines. They must have a much more of a Kabbalistic understanding, but I'm just going to read the Ivra as it's in the Gemara. Chasre, when I say Ivra, not as opposed to Ashuris, I'm just going to read the words that it says in the Gemara. Omer Leisha, she said to him, Chasre leganva nafshe leshalma nokit. So this is an expression. A ganav, of course, is in the business of Geneva. What happens if there is no merchandise for him to go and steal? All of the CVS stores and all the Rite Aid stores all locked up because everything was being stolen, so there's no more schayra. So what does he go? Nafshe l'shalmi nokit. Then he says, Rabbi, I did tshuva, I'm not doing any gneiva anymore. The reason why he's not doing gneiva is because you don't have the opportunity to steal. But if you could steal, you would steal right and left and all the rest.
Lavach berganav, churaganav.
Okay, fine. Chasu l'ganva. When the ganav doesn't have any business to do, nafshe l'shalmi nokit. Then he says, I'm an ish sholeim, I did tshuva. So what is she saying? She's saying that the reason why you're not marrying me, you're saying it's because I happen to be 18 wives, and therefore you're not allowed to. The reason is because you're so old and so feeble, you would never be able to go and consummate and do a tashmish. That's what she suggested to him. Amulahu, ha ha, you're wrong. And he said to her, Kiru li the Basheva, go and call him Basheva, who was one of his wives. Uksiv, batobi Basheva, melech achadra. Where did Basheva get into this whole picture of Avishag? I'll tell you what. Beli Tishah, he, David HaMelech, wanted to go and prove to Avishag that he still was of full
virility.
Yeah, exactly. He was still very, very strong. Potent, yeah, or whatever. Anyway, so afterwards he went in v'chadr chadorim, in other words, in a bedroom, together with his wife Basheva, and after they had beer, it wasn't beer just one time, but kincha Basheva b'shloich esrei mapes, meaning that they lived together 13 times that night, and each time he was able to emit zera, so she had to clean herself 13 times. So we see how strong he was after all, and therefore he disproved Avishag. The reason why he's not marrying is because of what we just said, that
it was also
because he's married to 18 women.
Was it 18 marriages? For instance, if one of his wives passed away, could he replace her? Was it 18 women simultaneously?
Very good question. You'll see it from the Gemara, the answer to your question. Chazal lichachom that lived at that time, that were advising David HaMelech, you see how difficult was to them the concept of a get. David HaMelech itiru lo liyachad litiru lo ligarish. They allowed him to have yichud with this Avishak, not to marry, but to have yichud. We know that you're not allowed to be miyachid with a penuya, because that's what they learned from the story of Tamar, and this is already post-Tamar story. So therefore, he would not have been able to be miyachid normally, but the chum of that time were matu David HaMelech. I have had a better eitzah. Why didn't they go and simply say, give a get, you have 18, go and say, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, figure out which wife you can dispense with, and stay with the other 17, and then you'd be able to go and marry Avishag. Said, no, don't even think about giving a get. A get was so considered to be such shameful. A foreign idea, so shameful. Until recent years, anybody ever heard of a get? In Yiddish and Mishpuchas, never. Anyway, unfortunately, things have changed. Okay, so now, it says over here in the Gemara, 13.
And
I'm sorry, Vasukhtir.
It was in Los Angeles. One of his sons, and he was Masadar Gittin.
Uh-huh.
And he said that, in Europe, they didn't have Gittin, even wasn't heard of. He said people were miserable. He said actually it's not such a bad thing, because if people are miserable, then they should have a get.
Okay.
It's a mitzvah. If you're not happy with your wife, it's a mitzvah to divorce her. If you're not happy, it's a mitzvah. It's a, right?
Okay, we're going
to
talk about Gersh in a moment. We're going to talk about it. In the meantime, I just want to do a short diversion. If you look at the Rashi parallel to our Gemara, Kincha Basheva. Everybody has that? Shabbat Leah Yud. Where does it say the term that was Yud Gimel Bias? Where does it say that? Makanachas Ben Tashish Latashish. Mikra Zexuvim. Ah! Because that pasuk that we're quoting has Shloish Esrei Tevois. Let's count them together. Vatovoi Basheva. How many do we have so far?
Three.
Ela Melech Achadra.
Six.
Vamelech Zokin Ma'oid.
Nine.
Vafishag.
Ten.
Hashunamis. 11. Mishores 12. Es HaMelech.
14.
We're off.
Are you Darish
Asim? The answer is because it's a Batovi Bathsheva. and the Vilna Goyim brings a raya, there's a shaila by Hilchos Gittin. His word Basheva written as two words, or written as one word. And he brought a raya from this Rashi, from this Gemara, Basheva is written as one word. And it's very important, because if you misspell in a get, the whole get can be possible. You have the same shaila gabi ben Tzion, is it one word, is it two words? Anyway, so we have over here, Koil Eliyahu from the Vilna Goyim, Batavi Basheva Lamelech, and not Yud Gimel. So now there's a Ha'orim Abadim. The Sefer Amuna Vashkocha, maybe Zois Bezehaloshin. Pam Achad, Nistapik Hagoyin Moir Hagoyle Maharach. I'm assuming Maharach is Reb Chaim Voloshiner, who was a star disciple of the Vilna Goyim. And he was wondering, how do you write Basheva? And he asked the Gra, Veheshev Loi Bezeh Haloshin. So he told him, how do I know the Basheva is one word and not two words? And he quoted from the Payet that we say, Yom Neiroim, Tamachti Yeseido Yisai Bishloish Esrei Tevois. Right? So Tamachti Seidoisa, I was Mayasid, this Psakalocha based on the Shloisha Tevois of this pasuk that it's not 14 but it's 13. And with that he answered the Shaykh.
That's in the we say that where? In
the Payet. I mean, we say it first in the Slichas, and then you say it also on
what's the language again?
Tamachti Yeseidoisai Bishloish Esrei Tevois.
Wow.
Ubishari Demois Kiloi
Bishloish.
That's for sure, that's the Pashup Pshat. We're saying Rabbi Yishalim, in fact, we say it on the Slichas of Shloish Esamidis. We usually do it on Monday or Thursday, whatever. So Tamachti Yeseidoisai, Rabbi Yishalim, I have fortified my davening based on your Hashem, Hashem, Kirachim, Machanan, the Shloish Esrei Tevois. So exactly, it's a play on words. But it's a very nice play on words.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so that's the Shloish Esrei Tevois. By the way, since we're talking about Shloish Esrei, what is the gematria of the word Ahava? Aleph, He, Vez, He. Aleph and He is 6. Vez is 2 is 8. He is 5 is 13. Oh, so this shows a tremendous Ahava that David HaMelech had for Basheva, and that's why it was 13 times Kaminyan Shem Ahava. Anyway, continuing on the Gemara. Since we talked about get, now the Gemara is going to tell us how terrible it is when folks cannot get together and unfortunately they have to divorce. Omer Reb Lezer, Kolmagarshes Yishtei Rishoyino Afilu Mizbeach Moira Lov Demois. Whoever gives a get to his first wife, even the Mizbeach cries, Nebuch, that the husband and wife could not stay together. Shnebuch says the pasuk, Zoy Sheinis Asu Taasu Ksoiz Dima Es Mizbeach Hashem B'chiva Anoka. The Mizbeach is now full of Dima, Nebuch, people crying over the Mizbeach, B'chiv Anoka pouring out their cries and their anguish, and the Ayin Oid Penoy Salamincha, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want to look at our Mincha, or Lekachas Ritzoy Miyarchem, he doesn't want our Oilis Yishlam, and Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I don't need it. Why is that? Uksiv Amartam Alma, Alki Hashem, Heir, Bein Cho, Uvein Eishas, Nurecha. Kodesh Baruch Hu is testifying between you and your first wife, the Eishes Neurim, She'ata Begadata Bo, you betrayed her. The Chavrasecha, the Eishes Brisecha, you shouldn't have given her get. You should have tried to make up and continue this wonderful union, husband and wife. And because of that, since you didn't, you said, nah, it's at the end. It's Ksois Dima, Shemzach Hashem. That's why Megar Shishuri Shoinam is Veach Moir Olav Dmois.
And the Gemara getting also, isn't this the Gemara?
Yeah, this Gemara is repeated there too. Yeah, 100%. Omer Rav Yechon, Rishem Rav
Luzar. How do we answer that? So, how was he Mizyached with Pnuya?
It said that the Chachomim were Matir Dovid HaMelech. I don't know the question. I don't know the question, no. But they were Matir Dovid HaMelech. Maybe they felt it was a Pikuch Nefesh, that he was so frail, he was a Zokin. I don't know. But for the Masa, they were Matir the Yichud, but they were not Matir Eget. Omer Reb Yechmad, by the way, what you said before, that you spoke to a Rav or someone that said that...
Reb Chana Vassaman's son, I believe
it is. Reb Simcha Vassaman. So he was saying that it's good that they have a get, because unfortunately, So I remember years ago, here on the west side, we had Rav Steinberg, Rav Steinberg was the brother of, tremendous Talmud Chacham, very patriarchal appearance. He lived, he had a shul on 98th Street, 100th Street, on Broadway. Anyway, so he was the head of the Estadris Rabbanim, otherwise known as Rabbinical Council of America, and one of his functions was as Rish Bezin of Deir Bezin. Unfortunately, he was busy with Gittin Yayman Valayla. So Nissen Gordon, Olav HaSholem, who was the one of the star journalists and reporters for the Allgemeine Journal, went and once did a very extensive interview, and the title or the subject of the article was the Magefa of Gittin in the Haredish circles, in the ultra-Orthodox circles, in the from the Heimish circles, the Magefa of Gittin. So they asked, first of all, Brother Ruv, your father was also the Ruv of Brat. He said, that's right. He said, did your father have any special dinim when it came to Gittin, any special menhagim? He says, yes. My father's minig was that any day that it was Mesader Get,
he
would fast that day. He was considered such a terrible brach in Klal Yisrael. He fasted. Do you continue that same minig that you also fast? He said, if I would continue that minig, the only time I wouldn't fast would be in Shabbos and Yom Tov, because he says, unfortunately, every single day is Mesadikin. That's already beyond Mehem. We're talking, this is already close to 50 years ago. Anyway, so then another thing that he said was that Nissen Gordon asked him, I understand that the Yonim of Bati Dinim, until now, if there's a rift between the husband and wife, that they try to go and try to make peace, they try to get a mediator, to try to get a therapist, counseling, try to do you do that? He says, I don't bother. He said, why not? Why don't you try to mediate? He says, unfortunately, in 90% of the cases, either he or she already has another partner in waiting, and so therefore, Chas v'Shalom, if you extend this any longer, you could have mamzerim, and you could have all types of people living with an Aishas Ish, so therefore, if once they tell me that they're done, I'm not going to bother try to extend this any further, because Chas v'Shalom. All right, anyway, so that adds to the litany of problems that we have today, and adds a little bit to the commentary which your rabbi told you. Continuing on, Zukti Moriyetz Weiter. Omer Yechon. We say Mir Abluza, Ein Ishle Shalot Mesa. Till now we were talking about Gerish, and now we're talking about Misa. Ein Ishle Shalot Mesa, Elim came of Vakshin, Mimenu Mamoin, Ve'ein Lai. If a person, a man, refuses to go and pay money, he borrowed money, or he stole money, or he cheated someone, no, pay up. And he refuses. Unfortunately, as a result, very often the wife will pass away. You don't want to go and pay? Then Chas v'Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take your mishka of your wife away from you. If Chas v'Shalom, a person loses his first wife, in other words, he really feels it badly. So the first pasuk is talking about taking away machmeri necha, which was a reference to the Beis HaMikdash, and then the next pasuk says that his wife passed away, so, so the combination of all these psukim together tells you that losing machmeri necha, losing a wife, is like losing the Beis HaMikdash, going Uzchem, Machman, and Nechem. All these three psukim on Yecheskel, very close to one another. Omer Aksandri, Kol Odom Shemese Ishto Biyomov, Oilam Choshech Bade. A person loses his wife, and becomes Choshech. Shenem, it says in the Pasuk, Or Choshech, Beholoi, Beneiroi, Olav Yedach. What does that mean? That until now, Beholoi, Rashi says, Beholoi means Zu Ishtoi, that's the Akeris Abayis. Gemara says, Elsewhere, Beisei Zu Ishtoi, here the Gemara says, Beholoi Zu Ishtoi, if there's no longer the Or in the house, but now it's choishech in the house, and it's taka choishech when the wife passes away, she's no longer there to go and maintain and run the affairs of the home. V'yosh b'chnina amar, p'siyoysa miskatzreis, he's lost so much as a result of losing his wife, that he can no longer make large strides when he's walking. Nebuch, the strides of his walk are now much narrower, much smaller. Shenemar, the seventh pasuk continues on, yitzru tzadei oinai, as a result of losing his wife, losing that oil in the oil, and now it's choshech, now his tzodim, like we say in the Gemara, mitzadei gover, right, we say it in the brachas, and therefore tzodim means the footsteps now have shrunk as a result, because it's hard for him to move. The Mavo Omar, atzosin nefeles, his plans for the future, his ideas, his eitzes, all to fall away, shenem avat shlicheyu atzosin. This is all in the same pasuk that in Tanakh. Omer Rabba Barachon Omer Yechanan Koshel Zav Kriyas Yam Tzva. This is a very famous Chazal beginning of Masechta Soita, where the Gemara tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to put together a Chosin Kala. It's not easy. It's like Kriyas Yam Tzva. Anybody who's ever been a Shatchan, you know how difficult it is to try to go and get them together. Sometimes you have to whiz. If Shelley was here, he would say sometimes you have to use a shotgun.
A shotgun thing to be a shotgun. Yeah, well, that's usually a compromise situation, a shotgun. Shotgun wedding.
Okay. Anyway, she never said in the past.
All this is quite shocking.
So the Pashim Pshat, how the Gemara learned this is, or the Kim Moishev Yechidim, he takes together two singles. There were singles until now, and he brings them together to make one Bayis Nem and Bayis Ra. It's like Moitzi Asirim, like taking those that were tied down, the prisoners in Mitzrayim that came up at Koshoris
in chains,
right? And otherwise, in Tanakh, they also say Koshoris means that a weather which was kosher, not too hot and not too cold, which is April time, where it's not too hot and not too cold, so that's the lashon of kosher. There's another pshat here in the parentheses, which for some reason they take out. It says, Al tikri by kosher is al bechit v'shirais. At the same time that they were leaving Mitzrayim, there was both crying and the shiris tishmachas to the Baruch Shem. The bechi was that the Mitzrayim were upset that they're losing all of the yin, as well as during the Kriyas Yamsev. Since we're talking about Kriyas Yamsev, all the Mitzrayim that drowned, their mishpachas were all crying, that, you know, the death of their beloved. The Shirois and Kriyas Yisrael were singing Shir. Somebody should please put yourself on mute because there's some background noise. So to what any. You're telling me it's so difficult for the Baruch Shem to Meshadach. Every single kid that is born within 40 days of conception, there's already a baskol upstairs in Shemayim that this young lady is going to marry this young man. So what's so kashal is avga? Zivik Rishon, in fact, this young lady was destined to go marry this young man. Zivik Sheni, unfortunately, if that first Zivik falls away, now Zivik Sheni, to go and find a new wife, that's Koshel Zav, Kriya Samsev, that's already a very difficult situation. Omer Shema Nachman, L'kol Yesh Temura Chutz Mi Eshes Ne'urim. You can always find a replacement for everything except for one's Eshes Ne'urim, one's early wife in when a person married. Shema, V'Eshes Ne'urim, Kisi Mo'ez, it's B'Lash and Bitmiya. Kisi Mo'ez means, are you going to go and repel? Are you going to reject? Eishes Urim, that's the anchor of your life. To go and find someone new, it's almost impossible. Chol Yesh Tumura Chutz Meishes Urim. So, don't be memeis. Masa Rav Yehuda Rav Yitzchak Berei. Rav Yehuda said to his son Rav Yitzchak, remember we're going to have that in the Amud Beis. Rav Yehuda said to his son Rav Yitzchak, Ein Oda Moitze Koyes Ruach Alam Ishto Rishoyna. To go and find Koyes Ruach, to find the satisfaction in this world, it's from his first wife, Shenema. Yim Bekorich HaBoruch, Nesameach Be'eishes Nu'urecha. He should have happiness from Yeshua and Urim. So says now Rabbi Yitzchak to his father Behuda, Amalek Goin Man, can you tell me, give me an example who's really had that simcha of Yeshua and Urim? Amalek Goin Imcha, your mommy, in other words, my wife, you know, the simcha that I have with my wife, with your mother. There's another story from Mikri Le Rav Yehuda Le Rav Yitzchak Berei. He once called over Rav Yitzchak his son, and he said, "Of course, he's quoting a pasuk, but he's talking about his own married life, and he's saying that having a wife sometimes can be marmi mavis, can be more bitter than mavis. She's entrapping him with all types of traps. And now the son said to the father, Kigoyin man, can you give me an example? So make up your mind. Is she...
Well, that's true. One's one day, one's another day. Different circumstances. What's so impossible?
So the Gemara gives a different text. And the Gemara says, Mitkat Kifa, her nature was that she was a takif. She was very, very strong. And therefore, if we ever got into an argument, she always won the argument because she was the one with a greater temper and the one that was always furious and blah, blah, blah. However, Ibure Me'ebra B'mila, after things cooled off, then she was Mavra al Midoseha, and she was a Mavater. So yes, initially she was taka tenacious and difficult, but subsequently she was as sweet as honey. And so therefore, both memories are in fact correct. And Isha isn't like, we don't mean the goylem of the, you know, the goylem that we had in
Maral.
Exactly. Where the Maral live. And
Prague.
In Prague. So we're not talking about the Goyim from Prague, but we're talking about an expression that you have in Seder Taharis, that kelim which are only partially manufactured, and we haven't completed them, are called golmei kelim. So in a sense, a woman is also an incomplete kli. When does she become a full kli? When she gets married. Now what type of kli do we mean over here? A kli kibbul, in which, in her womb, that she's eventually going to hold a child. When can she become a full woman, that she has a clay kibble to go and have a child? Only when she's koyres bris, meaning that she gets married, and then the husband lives with her, and that goes and breaks through the psulim, thank you. And then until that point, she was in a sense like a koylem incomplete, but now she's complete, that she can have children. Tonim, ein ish mesa el ishto, ein isha mesa el labala. A man is only meis li'ishtoi, and a woman to her baal. Meaning, yes, of course, there are a whole bunch of people sitting avelis, and everybody's crying, and everybody's upset, but the one that's really upset when a man passes away is his ishtoi, his wife. And when a woman passes away, yeah, the children, the brothers, and the sisters, and parents, everybody's upset, but the one that really loses it and feels it, el labala. And that's her husband. Ein ish meis el li'ishtoi, shenem, it says the pasuk, v'yomis elimelech, Ish Naomi. Why does it have to tell us that he was the husband of Naomi? Echveistach, from the psukim there in Rus. To tell you that when Elimelech passed away, Naomi was the one that felt the loss of her Ish, her person, her rock of Gibraltar to whom she looked to throughout her life when, after they were married. When Isha Mesa Lamala, she never, Mesa Olai Rachel. What means Mesa Olai Rachel? She physically fell down in his arms. It means that he was the one, the Yaakov Avinu, was the one that felt the loss of Rachel more than anybody else. May so lie, I felt that tremendous, tremendous loss. Mendy, your mother, Leah Shulam, when she was sitting Shiva, or during the Shloshim, after your father's Zichron of Racha, she said, she quoted this Gemara, and she says that, Ein Isham Eis El Abalav, Ein Ish Meis El Ishtoi, that means I'm the one that's suffering more than anybody else. How come my children, meaning you, Zulzang Gizint and Miriam, how come they have a velus for 11, 12 months, and my spouse is only 30 days? So I was wondering, that it was a very good point that your mother, Leah Shulam, made. But after that, I figured to myself, the din of the 12 months is not the pain of the avelus, it's rather the kibbut av ve'em, that you want to go to chabad your father and mother as long as possible, so you give the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Rabbanan gave a mitzvah a whole year to be ba'avelus, to go and show the kovod for one's parents. And then, but that doesn't apply, of course, kibbut av ve'em doesn't apply to husband and wife. And then this became very dramatic in my mind, when my brother told me the following story. I have an older brother, Danny, I think all of you know him.
Yeah.
And he is a lawyer, and he's an immigration lawyer. So there was a period of a year or longer that he had an office in Moscow for immigration purposes. And he would travel there frequently back and forth. So it was 1 year that he was there during the avelus of my mother, Leah Shulam, during that year that she had passed away. And every single day at 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the evening, he would rush out of the office and would come back a half an hour later. And the partner said, "Hey, Mr. Redder or Danny, how come you're constantly leaving always in the evening and you come back again? Well, what's going on?" So he explained, because he's an avelus after his mother, and therefore he's saying Kaddish, and he has some fun, and all the rest. So that partner, who was not Jewish, said, "You know, you have such a beautiful religion. After I buried my mother, there's no way I could go and show any further respect to her. She's dead and she's in the ground and that's it. And your Jewish religion is so beautiful that you continue showing respect to your mother for a whole year, every single day, by davening." So that person was very impressed. And that's the reason why I impressed upon you that you should try to go and daven this morning. Barry has your side of his mother, Leah Shulam. The name is
Rabbi
Yechiel David. Rabbi Yechiel David, Aleh Hashalom, and Aliyah and Ganayim. As we're learning, the learning should also be L'Schusa. And therefore, by davening for her, that shows covered for her.
Thank you.
And that's, you're very welcome. Anyway.
That's
a tikkun, of course. That's a tikkun. Oh, that's
a tikkun.
Yeah, okay. And we continue on. Ein royin oisi. You're not supposed to look at the melech when the melech is being mestaper, and when he goes to the base of merchitz, etc. Turn rabbanu, melech mestaper b'chol yoyim. A melech had a haircut every single day. This is mind-boggling. How can you go and cut the hair every single day? If you cut a drop too much, there's not going to be any hair left. I mean, if you have to go every single day, just a millimeter, a half a millimeter trim, every single day. Kohen Gadol b'Erev Shabbos b'Erev Shabbos. The Kohen Gadol had to go and take a haircut every Friday. Kohen Hedjit Echad L'Shloishim Yom, once every 30 days. Why? Melech v'stam b'chol yom shem, says the Pasuk, Melech b'yofyoy techzer einach. You should always see the Melech in his greatest beauty. He's the most handsome. So therefore, you have to go and do that haircut every day. You don't want it to be a little bit too long, not a little bit too short. Exactly the right amount. That's Melech b'yofyoy. Kohen Gadol b'Erev Shabbos. Every single Shabbos, the new Mishmar comes in, the old Mishmar leaves, and they are greeted by the Kohen Gadol. They see him at some time during the Avodah, so they want to see the Kohen Gadol also at his best. And therefore, he has to go and take a haircut every Erev Shabbos, and his hair should not be too long when the new Mishmar comes in to greet him. Kohen Hedjit Echel Shloshim Yem every 30 days. The Chassidus says the Pasuk, Roshim lo yigalechu, Fera lo yishalechu, Kosoim yichsamu es roshehem. Now this is a pasuk in Yecheskel. The Gemara is going to talk about it a little bit further down in greater detail. But in the meantime, we say it says Ufera lo yishalechu, which means that the kahanim are not allowed to let their pera grow too long. What means pera? The yalef pera pera mean nozer ksiv hocha pera lo yishalechu ksiv hosam gadol pera sa'ar roishoy. And by nozer, what's the din? Mal alon shloishim. I've got shloishim. How do I know it's shloishim? With the anami?
Yeah.
The Gemara is going to say that. It says stam nazir shloishim yom. That's a mishnah mesech nazir. So daf hey stam nazir shloishim yom. Mahasam minol. How do I know? Mirmas niyom akro. Kodesh Yia Gadol Peres Arosh. It says Gadol Peres and it says Kodesh Yia. Yia is Begematria Tlos and Havim. Now from our Gemara it sounds like that we're learning the din of Shloishim Yoim from a Gematria, right? For Shloishim Yoim. Very interesting. You find that anywhere else in Chas? You learn a Gematria, you learn a Halacha. So on that spot in the Sechtes Nozir and Daf Hei, where we said that the Stam Nazir Shloishim Yoim because of Yihia, so there's a Pirish Harosh, and the Rosh says, don't take this too literally. Rather, Yiroya, the Gemara Gemirila, they had a Masoira, Halacha L'Moshesina, Kabbalah, the Asmacha Ahach Gematria, and they made an Asmachta based on this Yi and this Gematria. The Lam Yud Gimel Midasi, Shatoyin and the Drashas Behad. Every single morning you say, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, did I ever hear Epsach Gematria?
Yeah.
Never. So therefore, don't take it Gematria, we really learn it from the years. It's an Asmachta. Aziz up the Rosh. But it's interesting, that's the Daf Hei, and if you want to look it up, if there's, okay. We're familiar, of course, with the Shloisha Semidus, I have turned to address them from Rabbi Shema. Rabbi Chaim Yaakov Vick from the Koil once showed me, a couple of years ago, that in the back of the Sechtes Brochais, in the older Gemaras, the new Gemaras, some of them have it, some of them don't, they have other counting of Midos. So for instance, first he brings the Shloisha Esrei Midos to turn to Dreshes for him, and then he brings from, after Rabbi Shmuel, Shloisha Mushtayim Midos to Rabbi Lezer, Benoisha Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Where's Rabbi Yosi the Galilean, right? That he was like Rabbi Yosi Galilean. Anyway, this is Rabbi Lezer, the son of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. He had Shloisha Mushtayim Midos. And Midah number, Chof Tes, number 29, one short of 30. It says, Gematria, Minayin Shadorshim Gematria Be'agoda. How do we know that we Darshim Gematria? So first he goes and talks, brings Agadata, and he says, it says in the Pasuk that Avram Avinu took with him in the Muhammad, Shmoina Osir Ushloish Meois, and Chazal tell us, Oyla Leminyan Eliezer. Eliezer is the Gematria 318. Oh, so you see the Chazal.
Is Rebbe Lezer Benosher Biosi Aguli also, right?
Is it Rebbe Lezer? That's Rebbe Lezer. Is it Rebbe Lezer? It's Rebbe Lezer. Yeah, it's not the same Rebbe Lezer. Okay, Shkoyach. Anyway, so that is a Gematria in Agon. But now we're talking about Halacha. And then he says, the same thing applies when it comes to the Nazir. And he says, what about Rabbi Shmuel? How come Rabbi Shmuel didn't include it as part of his Shloish HaSeminis? Ulay Rabbi Shmuel, Loidorish Gematria, Loidorish Yihye Gematria, Flos and Gabi Nazir, because he holds Kiddach like the other man, the Yomar, because in Mesechta's Nazir, this says another reason why Stam Nazir Shloish HaMiyoyim, the islahu minozir unaziris techsir batoira. To the east awesome. The ending one of Dafei says, according to another man, the Yomar, because if you look in the Parshas Naziris, how many times the word nozir and naziris appear in that Parsha? 30 times altogether. Well, therefore, Rabbi Shmuel holds like that man, the Yomar, and that's why he didn't include Gematria as one of his 13. Kachli Choshim. Another reason is probably.
Sorry, one
second. 13 mentions of the word Naziris in Parshas Naso. 30
mentions, yeah.
So 30.
No problem. 13 years in the Yishmael.
That's it's not a Gematria, but it's a form of God. You're counting.
Then do you see how the Gemara?
Okay.
I'll give it back to you. Tzugi is the one. Anyway, so Masa, so we have now this machlokes here.
Who said it three times?
Yeah, so, that's what I'm telling you. So here in Daf Hey Amud Aleph, it's Dr. Mishnah, it's one of the longest Mishnahs in Shas. Stam Nazir Islam and Yoy. End of the Mishnah. So Kimar, how do I know? Omer Rav Masna Omakra, Kodesh, here be Gematriot Losan Ha. That's our Gemara 35. Bar Pada Omar, Kenegin Nozir, Nizru, etc. Amur Matoira, Lamid Choser Achas. In fact, if you look in Parshas Nozir, in Parshas Nosai, it says 29 times. And then the 30th day is the day after that. That's when you bring the Kabbonis, it's 30 altogether. Anyway, so you have the, you're wondering where did the symbol, besides the word Nozir, the Yayin Veshecher Yazir. So all of those
variations.
Yafli Lindor Neder Nozir Lahazir. Any word
about
Nozir?
Chilas? You can count Chilas or not?
Sorry, no one?
Chilas.
Chilas, okay. So anyway, so it says 30 times the word Nozir, Lahazir, Yazir, whatever. That's what. So it says now, in a blazer, Benoit Shabrish, Abdulili. I don't know, maybe it could be that this is an edition of a later Mefoyrish explaining what Rabbi Yosef Glili, how come the blazer Rabbi Yosef Glili has a gematria and Rabbi Shmuel doesn't have the gematria? The reason is because he holds like the other man, the Amar, and Bar-Pada. Therefore, like Bar Pada, that's 30 times or 29 times. And however, you saw that the Rosh he says second the year is Lav Dafka, it's only Nasmachta. Anyway, I just thought that you find this of interest.
Very, very interesting. Thank you.
Okay. Very well.
It's the second time we're gematria on the today.
Yeah.
Gematria was code, it's like all codes.
Yeah. Yeah, it was one who also had the gematria of the Yud Gimel, the 13, mm-hmm. with the Koil Yo, that 13 words, that Bashev is one word.
Right, exactly. Yeah. The second time we had the word gematria. How many people do gematria and Shas?
He had the gematria also, and Murray said, the gematria, ichtiv lohoi yatis yatis, idach.
Exactly.
So that's going back to Menei Menei.
Right.
Then we have the other gematria with the 13 tevis. Okay, anyway, all of that's fascinating. Let's continue on. Zokti Moravite, Stam Zir Shloshim Yoim, Masmi Nolan, Kodesh Yeh, Gematria Lassim. Amalei, third wide line. Amalei Rapapli Abai, Amalei Lirbu Klau. It says in the Pasuk, so let's remember, why did we get all into this? Because it says, para, para. Here it says, para le yishalechu. And it says, by nozir, gadol peres aroishai. Ah, so if Dr. Yimora, maybe para le yishalechu, yishalechu over here means to let it grow. So maybe since it says para le yishalechu, you shouldn't allow for any para to grow, or don't allow it to be a 30-day para, like you find by the Zeres. Only let him grow till 25 days, 28 days, but not 30 days. So the words Leilir Buklal, says Rashi, means maybe don't let him go a full 30 days, only something less than that. So you're right. He's allowed to have a full para. And it means a 30-day growth. But don't go beyond 30 days, because by the 30th day, he has to go and take a haircut. So now the Gemara asks, what about nowadays? Why don't we say that all Kohanim have to go and take haircuts within 30 days? But there are Kohanim, as well as everybody else, many, many people that take haircuts only every 40 days, or every 2 months, or whatever, depending on your hair growth. Everything more dumin the yayin. Yayin and gadol pera have a heckish one to the other, and the Gemara is going to bring that further down in the Amid, exactly which pasuk it is, if you want to skip down to about 10 lines from the bottom of the Yomid, the Gemara brings Yayin v'Sheicher al Teish, and then it says, V'roishim le'galecho, fer le'yishalecho, v'yayin lo'yishtu, psukim in Yecheskel. So there's a hekesh to Yayin, by Yayin, v'zman bia, hudiyasr, v'zman bia means the time of kolaboil, oil moyed, when you're going into the Beis Hamikdash to do avoida, then you're not allowed to go and drink wine, because a shikr can't do avoida. V'zman bia, shari, however, if you're not going to the Beis Hamikdash, then it's mutter, and unfortunately today we don't go to the Beis Hamikdash, and maybe today, yeah, until now, after your Rosh, Bizman Bia, Asr Shlom, Bizman Bia, Shari, yes, and Shtukam Beis Hamikdash, you're allowed to grow your hair beyond the 30 days. Frank Timar Bia, Shlom, Bizman Bia, Shari, is that really true? Vatanya, Rebbe Oymar Ani, Kahanam Asur Mishle Siyayim Li Oylam. Now what is Rebbe saying? He says, Oymar Ani. So he's taking a stand vis-a-vis the Tanakama. The Gemara doesn't bring the Tanakama, but Rashi does bring the Tanakama. The Tanakama says that any Kohen that is Makir Mishmarto, if you want to look at the Rashi, Rashi's about a quarter down the Ovid. Rebbe Oymar Ani, Kohen Osl Ishtu Yisiyan Li'olam. Reisha the Brei Siktoni, in the Reisha the Tanakama says, Kohen Makir Mishmarto, Mishmar is based av Shaloi, Osir V'yayin Kol Oysoi Hayoim, Af Bizman Azeh. If he knows which Mishmar, which week, and he knows which Beis Av, he's a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever, even as Marzeh, he's not allowed to drink wine, because Meheri Yibana Beis Amigdash. Makim Mishmart, if he knows which Mishmar he's in, the any Makim Beis Av, so if I don't know if it's Monday or Tuesday, or whatever, also Kalei Shabbos,
then he's
also a whole week. Ain't a Makaloi Mishmart, Veloi Mishmar is Beis Av Shalai, but he knows that he's a Koyim, also Lishrei Siyayin Li Oila, Shema Achshav Zmanihum, maybe today is his day, V'yeshlochush, Halavai Shem Yibana Beis Amigdash every single day, Achakalei B'choyim Shiyavai. Sorry?
You can do it at night. You can drink before the storm, for example. You're not going to be makrav anymore for bottoms.
Okay, so maybe at night is young. Okay. We're talking about this man beer at the time that he would. Yeah.
The devota.
Good. Rabbi Oimrani, if you look at the next Rashi, Rabbi Oimrani, in bottle of Loch Hashem Yibana, if we're talking concerned that every single day, this man will be rebuilt, then also be Yami, he'll never be able to drink wine, except perhaps at night. Even if he knows for sure this is not his man mishmart. Shemi Yibana, Chalakoyde Mishtakach, Ayyuva Ovi. That's in the Bismish, will be rebuilt today. All the local Kahanim in Yerushalayim, their Mishmar happens to be later on, 6 months from now. However, the only Kahanim available, because the Kahanim from today's Mishmar are all in New York or in Bavel or somewhere else. So they're going to ask, are you a Koyin? Yeah. No, Kimarad, do the Avoidish now. So every Koyin should be
on call. Awesome.
On call, exactly. So getting back to Agimar now, so says Rebbe, Oimrani, I say, that based on what you're saying, Tanakama, that we're choishish every single day, Bismich will be rebuilt. Kahan Masulish Taisem, they'll never be able to drink wine. Avma Esa, what can I do? What can Klai Yisrael do? Shetakanosoi kil kolosoi. What means takanosoi kil kolosoi? So look at the next Rashi. Avma Esa, shetakanosoi kil kolosoi. The Chorben Abayis shall kil kolon. The Irvev say to Mishmori saying, as a result of the Chorben, now all the Mishmoris are now Bakulkul. In other words, everything's mixed up. Nobody knows which day, which is his Mishmar, which one is his Beisav. She'oysim b'yayim b'zman Mishmarton. It was Mekalkal those Cheshboinois. And now it's Matiron, Shaloy b'zman Mishmarton. And when we knew exactly when the Mishmar was, they couldn't drink during the Mishmar. They were able to drink Shaloy b'zman Mishmar. Who tikkonon, that is the takona, the tikkun for the Kahanim today. Achshav l'shtay se'ayim li'oylam. T'leichayish shem yibona pisan. So what is Rashi saying? Rashi saying is shetakonosei the takona, the tikkun that the kohanim are allowed to drink today is because of the kilkul as a result of the fact that we have the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. In lecha kilkul gedoy lemizu that we don't have our Beis Hamikdash, which has now spoiled all the mishmaris that they don't know when we was when because there's no Beis Hamikdash. They have a tikkun now that they're allowed to go and drink wine throughout the year. When the Beis Hamikdash was standing, they couldn't go and drink wine at least 2 days a year on the day of their Beis Av. And if they didn't know their Beis Av 2 weeks a year, they wouldn't be able to go and do it because there are 24 Mishmaris, right, of the Kahanim. So it's twice a year. However, because of the Nebuch, the Kilkel, the Mishnah of Beis Hamikdash, that's their tikkun that they're allowed to drink wine at all times. L'choyer, the Lashon HaGemara should have been the verse. Ma'ese shekal kolosoi tekenosoi. But that's how Rashi is learning, that as a result of the Kilkel, now the tikkun is that they're allowed to drink at all times, and I'm not worried about Shem Yibana Pisai. Yom Rabbi, Kaman Chosi Kahani Chamo Inna, how do the Kahanim drink wine today at all times? Kirabi. So do you want Chalal Rabban Amri? Atmsam Chalda Amban Asri. So the Chamun would Asr. They were not able to. So Frank Tigmori yet, just like the Rabbanan would Asr today drinking of wine at all times for all Kahanim, so all Kahanim should have the same din that they should have to take haircuts within 30 days. The whole reason why you can't drink wine according to Rabbanan is because we're hoping the Mishmar will be rebuilt at any given moment. There won't be Kahanim that can do the Avoida because all of them will have been Shtuya Yayin and Tzaris. Drink Mishkaman! So you should be able to do the Avoida at a moment's notice. The, you have a problem that the person has too long hair. In a minute. As you will, so commit the tithing of the din, and something to grace a kum for gneem.
Nakavo.
You can do it twice, Kavas. Kavas Hashem, because I'm going to be Kavas Hashem, twice.
Well,
just another massive. The Yerishamayim, Yerichidei Shnayim. Yerishamayim is a Viyach. Anyway, Zukti Muri Yetzvayt.
We have a residue of this today on Shmini Atzeres, when the Kohanim Duchen in Shacharis, because they're going to make Kiddush, and they're going to drink, and they don't do Duchen while they're Shikr.
Beautiful, beautiful.
It's great.
Oh, very good. Beautiful. Zukti Muri Hocha Efshedim Mitzvah V'ayil. Here the gabe drinking wine, if the guy is shikri shikr. Here if the person has here, which is too long, gates around in the barbershop, and 5 minutes later
snip,
you're
snip,
done.
Snip.
Except, as of tomorrow, no hasam nami if she deny import of aisle. If a person is shikr, let him go put down his head on his arm for a few minutes, and 10 minutes later he'll also be back to normal. If a person is under the influence of wine, let him walk a mil, and or let him go and sleep for a bissel, shina koshu, and that takes away the wine, just like taking away the hairs. It's only a 5-10 minutes. If he only drank as a bissel of beer, it's like you drink on Shabbos. Ah, we always drink beer. If you drink a gantz of flesh levan, oh, kol shkein the derech mir matur dasi v'shina mishakrosay. The shina doesn't take away the shikunis; it only intensifies it. It only becomes even worse by the fact that he is not with all of his faculties. He's sleeping, and therefore he might sleep for the next 12 hours to finally get the effects of the wine off. Anyway, so we're getting back to square one. So in bazoi. By wine, you're saying you can drink wine at any moment in the Rabbanan, that according to Rebbe. Rebbe says you can drink any moment because Takanasa Kilkalasa, you can always drink wine. So according to Rebbe, so that's according to Rebbe. But according to Rabbanan, you cannot go and drink the wine. Why can't you drink the wine? Because Meheir Bon Beis Midrash. So then why you allow him to go and have long hair? You should go and say, oh, God, I have to take haircuts within 30 days. So he said, because he can go schnell into a barbershop and go and take it off. So he can go and drink, he can go and take a quick shina. But that's only a quick nap if he only drank a bissela. But if he drank a lot, then no. Rabashi Omar, Rabashi says, I have a much better pshat. The difference between yayin and between haircuts is, yayin mechali avoida. If they do the avoida, they mechali the avoida, they profane the avoida chas v'sholem. Cause of Rabbanus. If Rabbanus said, don't drink wine. Pruy Roy from Mechal Avoid. Okay, he has long hair, but that's not Mechal Avoid. It's not nice. It's in the shine. He's over in this Isser. But Lamasa, it's not Mechal Avoid. It goes to Rabban. Freytimur Meisvei, Ve'elisha B'misa. The following kind of get Chas V'Sholom Misa. Pruy Roy, Shishtu Yayin, that do the Avoid, Chas V'Sholom, it's B'Misa. So to your Mishla, Mishtu Yayin, the Chsivis, and the Possum Fetish. Yayin, V'Sheikh, Ra'atesh, Atu V'Nech, Yitoch, V'Voyim, Al-Oil, Moyed, V'Loy, Samusu. Don't drink, because if you drink and you do avoid it, chashon, there's misa. Pruy roish minolan, minolan, how do you know by pruy roish, it's all to elishim a misa? The more the zehekish, the iskish to yaya in the pruy roish. Ksiv, roish minikalechu, fairly ishalechu. That's a pasuk in Yecheskel, which we quoted above. And it says, ulti yecheskel v'yayin la'yishtu. And therefore, my yishtu yayin b'misa. That we learned from the pasuk in the Chumash, v'yayin b'musa. And pruy roish is b'misa. So, freit gemara yet. If you're telling me that I only know the misa by Pruya Roish because of a hekish from Ishtuya Yain, so let's continue on. Ain hekish lamachza. Let's continue on. Umina, mashtuya Yain the Mechali Avoida, a Pruya Roish, you say it's Mechali Avoida.
Right.
So let's say that's
Mechali Avoida.
Exactly. It should be Mechali Avoida. Kasha, if right good, I have no answer to your Kasha. Notice that there's an Aleph and a Yud, and that Aleph and Yud tells us that's our Gemara Blight Metem, but in the Gemara in Mesechta Tanis, when the same Gemara applies, if you look at the gra on the left hand side, that's the aleph in the brackets.
Avo,
but very based the Tanis Mishani. The Gemara in says ki iskish lamisu the iskish. The hekish was only for misa. Avlachuli avoided. There was no so hekish. I we normally say ein hekish lamechza. It's konzain. I spoke with my chavrusa when learning in the koil, Reb Chia Arye. He said could be that that din of ein hekish lamechza is only a pasuk in Chumash, not a pasuk in Nach, and maybe there you could go and be mechalik that here. The Chachomim had a Mesoira of the Hekesh Lagabe Misa, but they didn't have a Mesoira of the Hekesh Lagabe Mechali Avoid. Omle Rabbi Ravashi, Hai Ad Doliyasi Yecheskel Man Omra. These psukim that we've been quoting are from Yecheskel. This Yecheskel is only given. How do they know these dinim that if Chas V'Sholom a person is Puri Roish is Mechali Avoid or he gets Misa? How do they know these dinim? Let me ask you. There are other halachas that apply to the Beis Hamikdash. Should we learn from
Yecheskel?
It says, any ben nechor or a leiv or oral basel. What does that mean? We're not talking about arelim. We're not talking about goyim. We're talking about yidin. And if you look at the Rashi towards the end here, unfortunately, what we call today OTD, Nebuchadnezzar off the derech. When there a libay, Nebuch his leiv is not to l'shamay. Oy, oral basa, shemesa echo machlas mila, Nebuch his oinis.
He's legitimately an oral.
Legitimately oral. But l'maisa, he cannot do the shaydus in the base midrash. Then how do I know it's a pasuk in Yecheskel? Kol b'necha oral leiv, kol b'ar basa li avu mikdashi. In the times prior to Yecheskel, how did the Gizbarim, how did the Mamunim, how did Chazal know
about this?
In the times of Bismidish. Yeah. They had been Mesoira. But Yecheskel, all Yecheskel did, he was like, he documented it. He codified it in the Sefer Yecheskel. However, they had already been Mesoira, Kabbalah, Halacha Moshe Sinai. How can I mean? The same thing applies over here too. How do I know the Pruya Roish? Or the Misa, Chas v'Shalom, if they do the Avodah, Gemara Gemirah, Yes, Yeches, we ask for Hakra.
Fine. So all this is B'misa, but the Avodah is Kosher?
The Avodah is Kosher, yeah.
The Gemara says. So even though it's a Misa Baba Avera type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right, it's not Mechal the Avodah. Now,
Gamra Gemirah means to say then that's how we could answer the question about
Engzer Shavu L'Mechza.
Because there wasn't really a... This was the... Mesorah.
It was a Mesorah, correct. But at the moment, but there's normally a Mesorah of Ein Hekesh Lamechza. So here, the answer is because it's only a Torah in that Nach, otherwise. But the Maisa, our Gemara doesn't bring this. That's the Gemara in Mesechthus Tanis. Yeah. Our Gemara throws up its hands and says, Kashach Weisnish. So it's close, maybe our Gemara holds that there's no such thing as Hekesh Lamechza anytime. So therefore, if you're learning Pruya Roy from Yayin, the Gavi Adin of Nisa, Lechoy should also learn Mechali Avoid, because Ein Hekesh Lamechza. It's more Kashach. Takashwe. I have no answer. The Gemara Tanis does give an answer, so maybe it's totally in this shaila whether you can say in Hekesh Lamechza by Nach or only by Torah. Finally, if you remember at the last of the narrow lines here earlier in the Amid, the pasuk that we just quoted, Roshim Le'galecho, Fer Le'ishalecho, Kosoim Yichsemu Es Roshem. Frank Demara, what does that mean? My Kosoim Yichsemu Es Roshem. Tana came into Tespoides Lu Linus. That means that the Kehanim, at least the Kohen Gadol, had a special Tesporis Lulainus. The obvious question is, by Tesporis Lulainus, Vus Meintus, I'm Rav Yudah Mishmul, Tesporta Yechidah. Yechidah means it's Yochid B'minoi, it's a unique Tesporis, unique haircut. Hey, Yechidah means, tell me, what's the, tell me already. I'm Rav Ashi, Roish Shulzeh, B'tzad Ikri Shulzeh. The barber over here had to have tremendous chachma. He cut every one of the hairs on the person's head, painstakingly, slowly, and let that the length of one hair would touch the root of the next hair. It didn't go beyond that, because if it went beyond that, the person would be a grace and chup. And he didn't give him a baldy, but rather, every hair was long enough to cover the scalp until the root, until the follicle of the next hair.
Ephes
Echad, maybe. Oh, whatever. It's Rebbe. So they asked Rebbe, can you tell us more about this Tesporis Linus? Omelan Tura Ut mit Tesporis Ben Elasha. Go and look at Ben Elasha. Who's Ben Elasha? Says Rashi. Ben Elasha was Rebbe's Idem. He was his son-in-law. And this Ben Elasha went and paid money. Tanya Rebbe Omer. His Ben Elasha had such a haircut. Said Rebbe, he didn't do it just because he had nothing better to do. Lo yalchinam pizer Ben Elasha's ma'oisam. This is a very expensive haircut. The barber has to work on every hair separately. Elik de lahar is point to special kain gudel. He wanted to go and tell Rabbi Isai, you've never seen the special kain gudel. I'm going to have it so that everybody can go and see. Does see this is poyish kain gudel. No, mizal zoichazam, we should see with our own eyes. From hey, Rabbi Amen. Had a look at the gudel, kain gudel. In a moment, this bishlaich have a wonderful day. Rabbi Isai, Zaki, Ben Zaki, Zin, Tatsu, Lacharabah.